Friday, December the 3rd, 2010, 26 Kislev 5771, Hanukkah 3, 3 candles, Feast of Dedication Day 6 before Shabbat, Barashami Gates, Happy End. Hanukkah 3, number 72435. On the third day Eliab the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old. For a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliab the son of Helon. On the fourth day Elizur the son of Shedeur, prince of the children of Reuben gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old. For a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elizur the son of Shedeur. Megates continued, Genesis 44, 1-17.
Joseph's cup.
He commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in his sack's mouth. Put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, with his grain money. He did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. When they had gone out of the city, and were not yet far off, Joseph said to his steward, up, follow after the men. When you overtake them, ask them, why have you rewarded evil for good? Isn't this that from which my master drinks, and by which he indeed divines? You have done evil in so doing. He overtook them, and he spoke these words to them. They said to him, why does my master speak such words as these? Far be it from your servants that they should do such a thing. Behold, the money, which we found in our sacks' mouths, we brought again to you out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal silver or gold out of your master's house? With whomever of your servants it is found, let him die, and we also will be my master's bondservants. He said, now also let it be according to your words, he with whom it is found will be my bondservant, and you will be blameless. Then they hurried, and each man took his sack down to the ground, and each man opened his sack. He searched, beginning with the eldest, and ending at the youngest. The cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey, and returned to the city. Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there. They fell on the ground before him. Joseph said to them, what deed is this that you have done? Don't you know that such a man as I can indeed divine? Judah said, what will we tell my master? What will we speak? Or how will we clear ourselves? Elohim has found out the iniquity of your servants. Behold, we are my master's bondservants, both we, and he also in whose hand the cup is found. He said, far be it from me that I should do so. The man in whose hand the cup is found, he will be my bondservant, but as for you, go in peace to your father. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNVIT version, in the public domain.